بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة فأطال القيام حتى هممت بأمر سوء. قيل: وما هممت به؟ قال: هممت أن أجلس وأدعه. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of the Mujahada, the great efforts that should be made for deen, and that a person should devote himself to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Especially as a person grows up and grows older, he should turn more to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And when you have completed your work, then now devote yourself. And in the word nasab means so much ibadat that you feel the strain of that ibadat. Not just a little bit you do and then you say, I've done my ibadat. No, you do so much that you get tired in that. And there are two explanations of when you get finished with your work. One is, as you are reaching old age, turn more now to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And even on a daily basis, when in the day you have done your work, and which particularly here refers to the effort of deen, you were teaching, you were doing tabligh, etc., whatever, then now at night turn to Allah Ta'ala. Make Allah's ibadah. Fill up your tank with your noor again, so that the next day you can go and deliver again. Don't go with an empty tank. Fill up your tank with your ibadah. For the day, the ibadat is, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir. During the day, do the effort of deen. And then at night, Ya ayyuhal muzammir, qum al-layl. That make ibadat in, at night, so that you fill your heart with nur. And the next day, when you go and give, you make your effort of teaching, writing kitabs, tabligh, etc. Then all of that is filled with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. And that ibadat of the night, here we are shown that how much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made that ibadat. In the hadith we read previously that in one rakat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read Surah Baqarah, which is about 2.5 suparas, Surah Ali Imran, which is about 1.5 suparas, and Surah An-Nisa, all together about 6.25 suparas. And then his ruku was about of the same length also. His standing up was again of the same length. So how much? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was guaranteed everything, he did not have to make effort for all that. It was all guaranteed to him. And we are not guaranteed anything and we make no effort. In other words, we should have been making even more effort. So at least in that lines, of course, who of us can make ibadat like that? But at least some ibadat. At least with our daily 5 times namazes, read our nafils. Don't take shortcuts in our namaz. We're leaving out durood sharif in our namaz. We're leaving out the last dua. Many times you make dua for namaz behind the imam. You can't complete your tasbihat. You can't finish your... The imam is so fast. Make namazes at least properly. And then all the nafils of the namazes, at least the sunnat-e-muakkada, sunnat-e-ghair-muakkada, the nafils of the namazes, at least we should do that. If we can't do it, it's so much. And we should try and at least make our chash awami namaz of after fajr, ishraq namaz, chash namaz, awameen, 2-4 rakats of tahajjud at least. Even if not getting up at night, at least after Isha, some of it we should also endeavor and make some effort in that direction. So this hadith explains that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, one night I decided to make namaz with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night ibadat. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so long in his qiyam, in the standing position, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was reading so long. So I thought of a very bad thing, a bad thought came to me. And what a great sahaba, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who they could not take and endure the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Sahaba asked him, what bad thought came to you when you were making namaz behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He said that I thought I would sit down, now I can't manage it. I can't take it anymore. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's namaz was so long, and that I will leave him and I will break my namaz. I can't manage it anymore. So we can from there gauge what a long namaz, that even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum couldn't endure such ibadat. We are not asked also for such ibadat. Where are we? Where is Allah's Nabi? But at least some little bit in that direction. Today, how many, vast majority of the ummah, we are not making our faras also. And then those of us who are doing, no concentration in our namaz. Quantity also, we are cutting off so much. At least some resemblance we should have. And particularly those who are regarded, who regard themselves, or other people regard them as pious, the ulama, their namaz should at least be of such a nature that you can see that at least there is some namaz that has got some resemblance of that. This hadith highlights the sacrifice and effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in worship. How much of ibadat Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to make. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum tried their utmost to adopt the very same spirit, but realized that their efforts were not possible. That even the Sahaba couldn't manage that ibadat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salah referred to here is tahajjud namaz. That was after the end, Nabi the whole day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was doing ta'aleem, tazkiyah, tabliq the whole day. And then at night, this is the ibadat that. Have we got some little bit resemblance of that? And particularly those who are involved in the efforts of deen. If you are teaching in a Darul Uloom, in a maktab, then to be able to deliver to our students, are we filling up nur within ourselves? If we are engaged in tazkiyah, working of the islah of the people, have we got our islah made? If we are working in the line of tabligh and da'wat, have we got something in us before we deliver to other people? Or are we going with empty tanks, a doctor giving empty capsules to his patient? He will be jailed, he will be put in, a charge will be laid against him. So we're giving empty words, even our Friday bayans, and just words they are. They don't have any ruhaniyat in them. Therefore, we generally, unfortunately, it comes on our tongue, nobody listens. We are saying nothing, so how can the people listen? We are just saying empty words. So what's reaching the people? It's just empty words we are saying. If we have meaning in our words, if there is essence in our words, then it will have effect on people, not just empty words. So we should be making much more effort. The more effort we are making, the more the night's effort must be also. If we are only doing our own ibadat, then we need so much of petrol. But if we are making making effort on other people in whichever line, then our night's effort must be also so much for ourselves. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum tried their utmost to adopt the very same spirit, but realized their efforts could not be matched. The salah referred to is tahajjud namaz. It was acceptable to prolong it. Our farz namazes, we are taught that don't make them too long. Consider all who are in your musallis. They are old people, they are sickly people, and they are weak people. But your own namazes, tahajjud, any nafal namaz, that should have some length in that namaz. But today, if we see our nafal namazes, our farz namaz we make, it takes us 8-10 minutes. But our nafal namaz, we just fly through it. Whereas the nafal should be, but more we should devote ourselves. Instead of just reading 3 times, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, we should make it 5-7 times. All our nafal should be a bit more lengthened. But our nafal, we just fly through it. It is normal circumstances. In normal circumstances, it is not acceptable for an imam to prolong the farz salah to such an extent that it inconveniences those in the congregation who are elderly or ill. Farz namaz, all Allah's beautiful deen and system, all the farz Allah made very little. And so that it is convenient, easy, and all can manage the farz. And then your nafal, where you show your passion, you show your desire, that make it as long as possible. But unfortunately, we make it completely opposite. Our farz we will lengthen, and our nafal we just make it very, very short. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And this is a short life of this world, for which we have to prepare for that eternal life. And when we go there, we will see reality. And then we will be ever so sorry that where I wasted my time, what I had to be doing and what was I doing, where I wasted all my time. Yeah, we might think ourselves as pious, others might think of us as pious, but what piety is there, that we will realize there. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And the quicker we understand, open our eyes and start making amal. This is not for talking and hearing. It is for making amal. May Allah give us all tawfiq.